freedom of expression cuts to the very heart of the debate about the future of cyberspace. Foreign Secretary William Hague spoke at the beginning of a freedom of expression on the internet event as part of the London Conference on Cyberspace. This is what he had to say. Welcome to the London Conference on Cyberspace. It is good to see colleagues from all over the world and from so many fields. I am grateful to Wilton Park for arranging for such an important debate to open our proceedings today. Freedom of expression cuts to the very heart of the debate about the future of cyberspace. The internet allows people who would otherwise never meet or never make their voices heard to reach a potentially unlimited audience, to forge new connections and mobilize behind ideas, and to address local problems or to change the course of governments and history. One of the parts of my job I most enjoy is the exchange of views with people all over the world through Twitter. Whether it is the person who sent me a YouTube video of a speech on foreign policy a few days ago, recommending that I watch it, or the people who tweeted me issues that they wanted me to raise at the Commonwealth meeting in Australia last week, or even the frustrated travellers who flag up difficulties they have encountered with visa services in a particular country. Social media has reduced the distance between politicians and citizens to a dramatic and hugely positive degree. So the internet is helping to make governments more transparent and accountable to people. Human rights abuses now come to light in an instant. To read the entire text yourself, go to the Foreign and Commonwealth Office website, fco.gov.uk. The title, Freedom of Expression Cut to the Very Heart of the Debate About the Future of Cyberspace.